Good morning, Emmanuel. We welcome you to worship here at Emmanuel today as we travel on towards Christmas. Whether you're a regular or a visitor, please feel at home. We welcome you too if you're listening to the recording on the internet and send you our best wishes. This morning's service will proceed unannounced and we will sing mostly from the carol sheet, this one. But there will be one from Rejoice and Sing. I hope you also have the printed order of service. If you haven't, maybe you can put your hand up and somebody will deliver you one. Okay. Thank you, David. There will be coffee and mince pies after the service. Please join us as we continue to celebrate Christmas together. Please look in weekly news for more notices. I'm now going to light the Christ candle and the peace candle before we have a moment of silence before worship.
Good morning and welcome, all of you. It's good to see you. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, who is the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Let us pray. Beloved in Christ, at this Christmastide, let it be our care and delight to hear the message of the angels, and in heart and mind to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, and the babe lying in a manger. Therefore, let us read and mark in Holy Scripture the story of the loving purpose of God brought us by his Holy Child. And we say together the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
A candle burns, the sign of our faith. God, the baptizing one, comes to us again this Advent. May we have a faith that renews our lives. May we live in the light of your promises.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn.
The Jesus Room is not a chapel, or a church, or a shrine, or anything like that. It's not even sacred ground in town or garden. The Jesus Room is inside the head, inside the heart, inside the body, inside the feelings. But no one knows quite where the exact location is. It's not really a room at all. And the Jesus discovered there does not come care of religious dogma or some archbishop or priest or politician or minister or anybody like that. Indeed, when you go into the Jesus room, you will find no one there, only space, emptiness, energy. You will, however, feel the vibration if you're very still and quiet. And as you tune in to the power of the place, you will sense a presence, a mystery. You will hear the poetry of the Jesus room. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
What would you say to Christmas? Mum would say it's a hassle with all she has to do. Buying all the presents, standing in long queues, fighting her way through Tesco's through the Christmas rush, laden with heavy bags. It all seems such a fuss. And then there's all the cooking and buying all the food, yet more hours in Aldi's standing in their queue. And what size turkey should she buy? How many will it feed? Not forgetting the Christmas pudding and the brandy and the cream. Dad would say, it's expensive. Things are priced way too high. It's all very well having Christmas, but the cost can bring tears to your eye. The children, on the other hand, would shed a newfound light. Under the fairy's watchful eye, they're careful not to fight. They jump around, excited, and I'm sure you'd hear them say their favourite part is, of course, opening the presents on Christmas Day. And so we see how each one has a very different view, depending upon who they are and what they have to do. I wonder now what God would say and what his view would be. Perhaps he feels forgotten. The reason's clear to see. Have we lost the meaning of the first Christmas day? I leave you now to ponder what it is you'd say.
Thank you.
I'd invite you to come together for our prayers of intercession, our prayers for the world, for others.
O come, Emmanuel. Heavenly Father, as once again we prepare for Christmas, help us to find time in our busy lives for quiet and thought and prayer, that we may reflect upon the wonder of your love and allow the story of the Saviour's birth to penetrate our hearts and minds. So may our joy be deeper, our worship more real, and our lives worthier of all that you have done for us through the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. We pray for the Church, for the wider Christian family who will be celebrating this festival in so many different ways, and for those who dare not celebrate openly. For Christians in countries where there is persecution. For Christians in our own country with whom we will share our celebrations. And for our church family here at Emmanuel, grant that all who come into our church this Christmas time may be enabled to renew their relationship with you. Help us all to share and be glad of your presence and to rejoice at the coming of Jesus. May your blessings be upon all who worship with us. Give us grace to live as faithful members of your family, that we may learn each day afresh to love and serve you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for peace. Give peace to the world. Give peace to victims of war, the refugees, the widowed, and the orphans. Give peace to families and friends, to those who have quarreled and need to be reconciled. Give peace in our own divided hearts. We know that without justice there can be no peace. Let peace come when all people are respected, regardless of race and religion. Let peace come when trading weapons of mass destruction is a crime. Let peace come when the earth's resources are used wisely for the common good. Let peace come when money is used to serve and not to enslave the world. Let peace come through the transformation of our lives, that we may do justice, love and kindness, and walk humbly with our God. Your Son came as the Prince of Peace and brought a message of peace for all people. Help us to be peacemakers in our own homes, at our work, or wherever we meet people, so that the peace and goodwill of Christmas can find a place in the hearts of all people. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for homeless people and for refugees who have no country to call their own. Let your blessing be with those who work to help the homeless this Christmas, and give to all of us the determination to help where we can. We pray for people who are lonely, those who are lonely because they have lost a partner, those who are lonely because no one seems to care, those who are lonely because of handicap or illness. Let your presence be with those who are alone at this season of friendship, and may we take your friendship to those whom we know will be alone this Christmas. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for friends and family who are ill at this time and remember them in the quietness of our hearts. We bring them to you in the confidence that you love them and know their every need. And we also pray for those departed, those known to us, and for their families and friends. Lord, in your mercy, when the song of the angel is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the people, to make music in the heart. Amen.
Christmas tree, you will find some of the presents that people have brought, which will be taken during the week to the woman's refuge for the children there. If you happen to have anything today before you leave, just leave them under the Christmas tree and they will be taken. Almighty God, who has given us thine only begotten Son to take our nature upon him, and at this time to be born of a pure virgin, grant that we, being regenerate and made thy children by adoption and grace, may daily be renewed by thy Holy Spirit, through the same our Lord Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the same Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. And may he who is his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with the sweetness of inward peace and goodwill. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be upon you and remain with you, now and always. Amen.